This is Apollo Control at 127 hours, 9 minutes. We have about 19 minutes before we reacquire the command module, Yankee Clipper, on its 23rd revolution of the moon. The flight surgeon reports that all three crewmen are sleeping at this time. We have about a little over 2 hours 45 minutes left in the sleep period. That sleep period is scheduled to end at 129 hours 55 minutes. Prior to beginning the rest period, at about 122 hours 37 minutes, Pete Conrad advised us that should he and Al Bean wake up prior to the scheduled wake-up time, they would begin preparations for extravehicular activity and would, as he put it, go over the sill as soon as they're ready. The current orbital parameters for the command module, Yankee Clipper, are 61.8 nautical miles for the Apolloon, 58.7 nautical miles for Paralloon. The orbital period is 1 hour, 58 minutes, 50 seconds. The flight dynamics officer reports that the plane change maneuver performed by Yankee Clipper at 119 hours, 47 minutes, and 12 seconds was nominal. The maneuver was targeted to move the ground track of the command module 3.8 degrees north of the present, of its previous ground track at the point it crosses lunar landing site number 7. This is to put the command module in plane with the lunar module at the time of liftoff. We're now 17 minutes from reacquiring Yankee Clipper, continuing to monitor systems on the lunar module, everything continuing to look good at this time. At 127 hours, 11 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.